Howdy, neighbors. Ron Hayes, Beef Buzzing with you today. Talking about the latest stocker cattle price outlook with Jim Robb in just a moment.
Think we'll get to go to the game tomorrow, Dad?
Depends. We need at least half the day to run these cattle through the chute and deworm them. Then the fence needs fixing, and that tractor.
Let's save half a day and switch our regular range cubes with Safeguard Cattle Dewormer Cubes.
Yeah?
Yeah. The cattle eat the Safeguard, and the Safeguard kills the worms. Brown stomach worms, Cooperia, all the worms other products could leave behind. And one feeding, too.
So how do you know all this?
It's the information age, Dad. I got it on my smartphone. See?
Huh. Looks like Safeguard will give us a few extra hours in the day.
Maybe Safeguard scores me the keys to drive to the game, huh?
So that's your plan. Okay, smart guy, drive to the store for those Safeguard cubes first. Then we'll see about the game. Healthy cattle perform better. Add Safeguard, add pounds. Talk to your local animal health provider or veterinarian about Safeguard Cattle Dewormer from Merck Animal Health today. Or visit SafeguardCattle.com. Consult your veterinarian for assistance in the diagnosis, treatment, and control of parasitism. Always read and follow label directions. Both hands on the wheel, 10 and 2.
He's the executive director of the Livestock Market Information Center. Jim Robb's based out of Denver. He works on a regular basis with land-grant institutions across the United States in analyzing the cattle and the beef markets. And most recently, he's had a chance to take a mid-year look at the latest stocker and calf prices across the country. And he says here in the Southern Plains, we're looking really solid as far as prices are concerned on our stocker cattle compared especially to last fall.
Seen a strong run-up since last October, November, in calf and yearling prices. Clearly underpinning that has been the turnaround and the very strong profitability in the cattle feeding sector, and that has spilt back over, especially in the second quarter of this year, into calf and yearling prices. Calf prices, for example, in the first quarter of this year were down $30 per hundredweight in the Southern Plains year over year, but in the second quarter were only down $3.40. So, you know, this dynamic in the marketplace, we still have some year-over-year declines in the market probably on average, but recent weeks we've had calf and yearling prices in almost every market of the U.S. except for some in the very northern plains above a year ago. So this is a market that looks quite a bit different than last year, again underpinned by the Fed cattle side. And as we look ahead, maybe a little bit more optimistic than we were a year ago in terms of calf and yearling price.
And Jim Robb says, based on where we are right now, late summer of 2017, on our calf and yearling prices, he sees those prices above the prices of last fall, the fall of 2016.
Well, at this point, you know, the real roll down in calf and yearling prices that followed the Fed cattle market last October and in the subsequent 6 weeks or so, we don't think we'll have to do that again this year, especially if the Fed cattle market kind of keeps the underpinning that it's had recently. So a strong Fed cattle market, we could easily have calf prices this fall, $8 to $12 per hundredweight in the Southern Plains above last fall. Now, last fall was very depressed, but, you know, that's a year-over-year increase in these calf and yearling prices. Yearling prices probably stay somewhat above last year. Again, that's largely dependent on the Fed cattle market. But these yearling prices on a year-over-year basis look to have strengthened them also. You know, that's probably not something that we expected 6 months ago. And again, it really does reflect this broader dynamic in the marketplace that's been supportive.
The executive director of the Livestock Market Information Center, Jim Robb, talking about where we stand right now as we head into the fall season for calf and yearling price outlook here in the U.S. You've got the Beef Buzz on Ron. Be a part of the 2017 Blessings of the Field, Saturday, August 26, 7 p.m. at White Dog Hill Restaurant in Clinton. Alumni of the Oklahoma Ag Leadership Program are hosting an evening of fabulous cuisine as they raise money for the Leadership Development Program. Chef Jacqueline Davies Thunderbolt is preparing a fabulous menu that'll take you around the world, and you can try it all. Tickets and more information are available at agleadershipok.org under Events and Opportunities. Blessings of the Field, August 26th, White Dog Hill Restaurant in Clinton. And that's your Beef Buzz. Have yourself a great day, everybody. I'm Farm Director Ron Hayes reporting.